Monday, June 13, 2016, Dakota County Special Board of Equalization meeting at 9 a.m.
Well, we're going to call the County Board of Equalization to order. You'll stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There is a current copy of the Open Meeting Act that is posted near the entrance for everyone that is here to view. Joan, would you call roll, please?
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes. Okay, we're going to go into new business, and Jeff Curry is supposed to be here, but evidently he's late. What we're going to do is he's asking the board to approve and appoint and set a compensation, which would be the fee to pay a certified appraiser or referee for property valuation protests. And we are on that topic right now. So you're front and center.
Oh, all right. Where are you at on the agenda?
We're on A.
Okay, on A again, it's not the assessor's job to appoint referees. That's, you know, you guys will have to make that decision. What I can tell you about it, we do have a signed contract with an appraisal firm. I believe in that contract they agreed to the rate the county had been paying for you. I believe it's $75 an hour, so I do have those two things on that. So it would be whatever the board decides they would like to do.
Yeah. Over the past week, we've gotten numerous phone calls, all the commissioners and such. And the people that I have talked to would like to have someone that is local to do the referee system or the commissioners, but the problem I have with commissioners being the referees is that although we have knowledge of what some sales are, you know, we can't really, as a general for the whole city or county, know the values of what everybody's homes are worth. So I would recommend that we hire an appraisal firm or a local realtor. I have contacted several realtors. I had one that contacted me back, Mike Wojcik. He's with United Real Estate Solutions. He is very knowledgeable in this area, has lived here all of his life, and I would recommend that we go that route, but it's up to the board.
Well, Chair, one of the comments that I have among the taxpayers, there was a couple people that told me that, you know, why do you guys hire somebody from Lincoln, say, you know, to do the value of the properties in Dakota County? They don't have no clue whatsoever what they're going to be looking to it. I mean, and even ourselves, like the chair says, you know, it's just very difficult for us to really understand the value of the properties, commercial and residential both. So, yes, I agree with that. We should hire somebody locally here or a real estate agent to do that.
Will the state allow that?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
But the only comment I would offer you on that, and not that I disagree, I think that would definitely be a concern that somebody would have, but doesn't understand the process of valuation, because they're not basing these values on their opinion. It's not, they're going to drive by and say, I think it's worth this because that's what it's worth in Lincoln.
How did we get these crazy values anyways then? Yeah.
Well, that's hearsay. You're going to have to back that up with some solid information.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, I think
the thing that upsets me the most about this whole process, we had a way to resolve it. The state wouldn't allow that. And I'm sick of the state telling us what to do.
Roll back the taxes to 15.
We want to roll them back to 15 values. Simple solution. Get us by for another year and get this thing corrected. Somebody in Lincoln knows more about our county than we do. I doubt it. It's just an example of too much government.
Okay.
We should be allowed to do our own thing here.
No, and I would not take on an argument with you on that, but back to the process and having an actual appraiser do the process. It is based on evidence. They have to review. It's based on the sale. So if the number, like Commissioner Love said, is out of line or what have you, then they would have to back that up with sales showing that if somebody put that up for market, you know, put if another realtor, Debbie Larson or Mr. Wojcik, came up, he put a sign in that front yard, what would a person be willing to write a check for? So that the opinion portion of that is out. So local really doesn't necessarily come into play in this, but I can certainly understand if you're not an appraiser, mass or fee appraiser, why would you know that, right? I mean, that would be something we need to. I need to be a better communicator on. But you guys can definitely
dispute you a little bit there, because someone that isn't local, you know, they don't know what the incomes are of the people that work in it or that live in this area, and also when you're a realtor and you go to someone's house and you look at it. You look at the condition of that home, whether the basement's got foundation problems, whether the roofs need fixed, if it needs new windows, how the soffits are.
Comps.
And you take that into consideration, and you might tell that homeowner, you need to do this to get this value for your home. You need to do these upgrades. Sure. If you don't want to do those upgrades, then this is the value that we're going to put on your home, because that person that purchases that home is going to have to do those upgrades.
Absolutely, and that's a very good point, because that's built into the evaluation process. And right. That's an excellent point.
So that's why I would like to go with someone that is local, that knows the people around here, that is current with the values and sells homes in this area. And in talking with Mike, he said he accepted that position at the rate that we were paying. And I'm going to make that as a recommendation, or as a motion.
And with that, we still have the last call on these properties, right?
Right. We're going to go through them
individually again.
Correct.
Okay, I have a quick question. The email that we received this week, all of us, stated that in talking to the state that you could make some changes, correct? You're going to go back through them and make some changes?
That's correct.
Okay. So that is supposed to save money on hiring referee, okay, beforehand.
That's correct.
Okay, so before we even need to hire a referee or a appraisal, are we going to wait for you to make the corrections?
What happens is, and that's why we like the folks to come in and speak with us first. We'll look at it, and if some of the stuff Commissioner Chairperson for this board, Bosquet, had mentioned, if there's things out there we see it looks like it was either omitted or a clerical error, then I'll have a recommendation, and I'll bring that before you as an entire board, and if you review those and bless them, then we will make those corrections. Then what happens from there is we'll resend, they get a new valuation with the new numbers on it, and then that restarts their 30. So nobody misses out on protesting in June. So even if they can still come back and protest.
Maybe that'll, our numbers will go down, but that guy that got a 30% bump on his home probably isn't going to settle for 20% of 1 year with no improvements. I hope it resolves some of the issues. But
there's been 52 right now that we're going out. We're getting the pictures to verify what they were telling us to make sure.
Okay.
But 52 so far, and we've spoken to a far greater number of people than that, and it's been about 52. And we've had very good luck when we sit in the office and I show them their CAMA file and everything we did and how we got to the value. We've got pretty. I mean, who's going to be happy with an increase in your value, right?
Well, I'm not saying.
Yeah.
A 5% increase in 1 year.
And our problem is that was not happening for the last 10 or 15 years.
So does the state put pressure on you to increase these values? Have you gotten?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess yeah. How I would word that is there's a certain set of statutes and regulations that as an assessment office should have always been followed, that would have eliminated this.
Okay.
So when those things did not take place, you know, the state will come in and they look at things, and if they see that, And this is a 10-year, it's in the reports and opinions document. This is public information that everybody should read. I believe it was in last year's 2015 reports and opinions. They did a 2004 to 2014 10-year study, and it was on residential properties for, you know, cumulative percent increases over those years. The next lowest county, our county came in at a 19%. The next lowest county on that list was 34. The highest was 60, and everybody was in between that. So you look at, from a market standpoint, in Dakota County, when you look at the Northeast District, we are the main county. We're the county closest to industry, shopping, all the things appraisers take into consideration. We should, in principle, lead the market. And that by itself would do, you know, was a piece of evidence that was found. There's several other pieces.
But Jeff, with all the respect, you know, I think the most concern about the taxpayers in our area is that there is houses out there, you know, they went from $110,000 to $120,000 to $200,000 to $220,000. It's $80,000 increase in value. And, you know, it's really out of hand versus the neighbor. The next house came down $3,000. I mean, there is no justification. Similar houses and stuff like that. That trailer house in Jackson went up $200,000. I mean, it's got to be.
but see that.
I mean, it's a board of commissioner. I don't want to see that myself.
No, and that is the perfect example of what I would call a clerical error. Now, did somebody go up $80,000? Potentially, that should. That could. I'm not saying that that's not out there, but in all the evidence of everybody I've come to, if there's been something, and I'm going to call that out of hand and weird, just like anybody else would, they are going to be clerical errors. If a trailer went up $200,000, I'm not even sure in a CAMA system how it would do that. But there's something happened, and that is the perfect example of somebody that should sit in my office. We'll bring their file up. We'll go through it. And I'll get a recommendation put together and put it before this board, and then you folks can vote on it and give me a blessing to make the change to get them. So if you're getting those calls, the standard answer is...
file a protest.
Come see me. And that, absolutely, we don't want anybody to ever miss a protest because they're waiting in a line to talk to me. I will say, and I'm kind of happy... you guys are getting calls, and I'm getting the traffic that I'm getting, because it reaffirms that, yes, what was said had happened, did not happen previously, is being addressed. I mean, I'm expecting people to have sticker shock in some cases. Some of it may be legitimate. Some of it, we like Tony, you gave some examples of things that absolutely we need to look at.
Definitely.
Because if they call you and say that happened, just tell them, you better go talk to Jeff and make sure we get a protest in, because that does not sound right.
Well, a week ago, we were scrambling here on our regular meeting to try to figure out what we're going to do.
Okay? Yes.
And obviously we came to the conclusion as we're walking out the door that we just need to roll them back. So I'm sure Bill and I'm sure Rick and Tony and Dick, of the hundreds of people that we've talked to, okay, and then all of a sudden we get a letter stating that we cannot roll the taxes back, that it's a state statute that we cannot do that. So my point is I told a lot of people, just hold tight, because this is what our plans are. As the Board of Equalization, obviously we have no power, no control. And as far as equalization is concerned, the Board of Equalization is supposed to equalize.
Yes.
Just like Tony just said, I talked to a very, very, very successful business person in the Tri-County area the other day.
Mm-hmm.
One house, two houses across from one another, didn't put a dime into one for the last X amount of years, went up $40,000. The house he spent six months remodeling went down $15,000.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we look like idiots right now.
Yeah.
Well, actually, to be perfectly honest with you, in that case, if a gentleman did remodel, first, did he have a building permit? Second, by statute, if it was over $2,500, he should have filed the paperwork with the assessor. We would have went out and picked it up.
And I'll send him in to you.
Well, that's exactly right.
You'll enjoy talking to him, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And as far
I had one guy tell me he put $600 in his house and went up 20%.
I'm sorry.
I had a guy tell me he put $600 into his house and his value went up 20%.
Okay, what we got to understand, and That's a good point. And if you get a question like that, you got to ask yourself. And this is why I want to be careful of the board putting them in a position to be your own referees, if depending on how you vote. Because that in its own has no bearing on what the market value, because what it is, it is it sales. So people come in, and that's a valid question. They need to come into me and say, hey, I either made these improvements or I didn't make them. But ultimately, when we set that value for your abstract, that was done on March 19th. That was based on market. That was based on sales, not based on whether or not they did anything. What we're doing now is a perfect opportunity for them to come in and talk to me, because if whether they did or did not do something, then they can come show me, and that might change, let's say, a condition factor in the file that I would recommend to this board. A condition factor in a file can swing a property $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, depending on the quality of that home. The problem is they need to follow a building permit process so we get that information, or if a municipality doesn't require a building permit, all they need to do is come to the assessor's office. There is an improvement form that they can fill out for us. We'll schedule a visit when they're done, get it picked up, correct their file. So when we roll the market values, they're not going to get a crazy number like that. And that's why I'm here, to talk to them about that, to weed through these questions.
I would like you to explain, though, one part of this. Okay. That you've explained when you did this appraisal or did this mass value change.
Yes.
And you did it in a computer that there was those values were sent out to those people and their classifications were wrong. Like you classify as a 40 or whatever. Oh, you were
okay,
telling.
Okay, I got you.
But that came from the assessor's office. And then my next point to this deal is you said that things hadn't been being done for the last 15 years. Well, we took over the assessor's office, or took it back, the county did, 4 years or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the prior 10 years that you were under the state's auspices. Now, my question is, mm-hmm. is why weren't you doing your job at that time?
Well, that's a very good question. I have been here just over 5 years. I can't speak to anything there. I was appointed, I believe this board appointed me in 13, might have been roughly the July time frame, to finish out a year. I had an office appraiser, and by function, he would have been in charge of that. That office appraiser stayed with me until June of 2014. At which point we separated, and I took over. So between June of 14 and today, my office has been 100% committed to equalizing. And when we say that, that's land studies, right? That's sales studies. That is doing everything I can to bring this county back up to where it needs to be by statute and marketability, market sales. That's what we've been doing. In my regime, when I'm in charge of it, I can only speak to that. You know, and I would apologize to the board, and I would apologize to every taxpayer for any neglect that happened before. How it happened, why it happened, you know, that to me, that's the least of my concern. I'm just trying to make it right now and going forward before I'm done.
Apology, that helps, but the taxpayers... concerns, and the one thing that I learned myself through the years being a board of commissioners, there is a lot of people, even myself when I became a board member, it's hard to understand the local government. They give you a lot of opinions. Tony, you should do this, you should do that. And by the statute or whatever, you just cannot do with it. But the truth of the matter is that taxpayers, the ones they called me, they were really upset. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. And they blame on us. Because they think that we got all the power to correct everything. For instance, we can go back to the valuation 2015 and solve the problem, for the 2015 for the 2016. But we just can't do that. I mean, it's a process. Mm-hmm. The people don't understand that. So
I understand.
The truth of the matter is, Jeff, is that we are in hot water, and we need to solve this problem and really correct those errors that there's out there, because that's really, it's really bad. Pretty bad.
I agree 100% with you, Commissioner Gomez, and I'm as a group, that's what we're going to do together. This is going to be a bad year. There's no denying it, and I think one of the biggest mistakes I made in this process is I should have had something in a newspaper before those statements went out, telling everybody exactly everything that my office has done. So maybe then, you know, they could at least look at it, and then, you know, we could approach this thing. But as far as hot people, we get them too.
So you're going to send out notices. You're going to go through all of them now, and you're going to send out notices to those people that have the corrections on them?
Yeah.
But do you still want all those people to protest?
No, that's totally up to them. I mean, some of them, as we've gone through it and we looked at, I don't believe they're going to protest, as long as the board, you know, if we get it through, we verify what the correction needs to be with the updated photos. I put it to this board, and you guys agree that I can make these changes based on those clerical errors, then, some may not protest. But what happens is they get to start the process over. I mean, from when we send them those new values that you bless, that they get 30 days from the receipt of that letter to come back to us, and then we can kind of start over again with them and see where we're at with the number they should have originally gotten in the first place.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
And as far as putting some in the paper, I don't think you can prepare anybody for a 30% increase.
Well, no, there's no way.
Was it overall, Jeff, valuation dollar amount was 6%?
Increase.
Yeah, because we have up and down.
So what that tells me is the people that I'm talking to, you know, some of them are obviously, it's like a broken record here, you know, the 20, 30, 25%, even more than that. And I know that there's people coming in that they drop $50,000 in valuation, and they're concerned because they might want to go borrow money, and they think that the bank goes off of that dollar amount, or they're planning on selling their home. So that tells me that at 6% and all these dollar amounts, there's a lot of properties that dropped.
You're correct. The net gain in residential value was over just right at $34 million. So overall, I would say more people went up than went down. But to get a 6%, just looking at the math, if you know people who went up 20%, you're going to be in there. And those people that did drop, like you're saying, and there's two of them that are going to be on the list for you guys to approve that are just exactly what you said. And in both cases, we went out there, no building permits, no communication to the assessor's office. You go out there, they got a brand new roof, their eaves and soffits are wrapped, window, siding. You make one change in the computer, and they're where market should be. However, they need to come and talk to us so we can make sure we can take care of that for them.
Okay. Well, let's go back to... I think we've hashed this over plenty. Let's go back to the item A, to set compensation and to appoint either the referees or the commissioners here doing it. Now, I made a motion to hire Mike Wojcik as our referee.
Which is local.
Which is a local realtor, and he will know, you know, conditions, and he gets around this area. He sells houses in Dakota County.
With the rate of pay that we've been paying it?
Compensation was set at 75. Now, we can change that if we want to go to 80 or whatever. Because this is going to take some time, guys. You know, it's going to take some time to go through this.
Do you want more to the other appraisers,
too? I think that we need to go with someone that's local. Didn't have a lot of time to contact a lot of realtors to accept the job. Mike said he would do it, so that's the one that has accepted.
But I think we need more than one. I mean, that's my anyway. So that's your motion, Chair.
That's my motion. Can we still do some research and appoint other referees to help that are local?
I
don't know why that we couldn't, you know, we can.
I don't see why not.
We're already double scheduling. We'll have to.
Yeah. I think that we need more than one referee. In my motion, I would make the motion that we hire Mike Wojcik and that we hire some others that are local.
They're local. Until we got Joppo left.
What about Helvig?
About that.
And then Helvig as our ag appraiser. That'd be my motion.
I'll second that, and hopefully our numbers will go down where we don't have to spend thousands of dollars on this process. I encourage you, if we can, to get the numbers. I know there's going to be thousands of protests. Hopefully we can get those numbers down. We've already spent a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to get that all funneled through our office. I think right now we've started our work on 36 protests in Sharif. I think, what's the total number that have submitted? 50 some, 60 maybe, I think, to date. But we're only a week into the process.
Right.
400 outstanding that has not returned.
Well, and you got people downloading protest forms online.
Oh, they can come in.
That number.
And how many people have we told not to turn them back in because?
Well, yeah, we've encouraged people that we're going to set the values back to 15 for the that don't protest. But now we'll have to get a hold of these people again. Hopefully, we can remember who all we talked to.
And I would think that Jeff, being the assessor, that maybe we need to put something in the local paper, journal.
We should.
We can also
encourage him to come in.
We can also extend the protest period.
I can't speak exactly, but I believe I've read in statutes, just looking up, where we're at and how we can make this as smooth as possible. I know counties, depending on their size, can extend it. I'm not entirely sure about us, but if we look into the statutes, I'm sure we can find if we can.
I think you have to. I think you have to petition the Turk and go through some.
You can't. You have to 150,000 or more, right?
I've seen that.
150,000 population.
That for the the bigger. I know they can, and I know there's a date probably set for them as that they have to do it by.
No.
Are
we?
And that kind of. Bill seconded my motion.
But I'm not sure what the motion was. For Mike Wojcik, Doug Helvig, and one yet to be appointed?
Appraiser.
Yeah, to be appointed.
You need a name? No.
When did it start? June 22. So we could maybe have another Board of Equalization meeting on the 20th.
I think
the first date scheduled for to hear is June 22, right?
Yes, because I think that would give us enough time. I could get through enough information.
We'll talk to some more local realtors or people that are in the appraisal business.
Let's do that.
So let's appoint Mike and Helvig.
Okay.
On the 20th, we'll have another Board of Equalization. We'll appoint another.
But I think it's important, Jeff, like I told you in the last meeting, that the important community of the taxpayers, about the situation on the newspaper, local newspaper.
And we did, thank you, Tony. For the contact information, I use that in the Latino, is it Mundo Latino paper?
Yeah.
They have one, so it should go in next, and the Dakota County Star has the same article. And I'll reach out to the Journal maybe as well, just to make sure we cover at least three media markets so we can get it out. I think that paper, they took it right away and let me know that.
We need to them to come over.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, gentlemen, we're going to call roll on that motion.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
No. And then I want to say why. It's because not that I have nothing against anybody locally, because I wish this county board had the knowledge and the know-how and the time to take care of it. Second of all, the reason why is because we don't have the money to, the county doesn't have the money to spend on this, so I'm saying no. That's me.
Don't Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes, and with that, I agree we don't have the money, but I don't think...
You guys
myself, anyway, I don't have the expertise.
Right, and just like I just said as well, I wish we had the know-how and the knowledge and the time to do it ourselves, but we don't. But we don't have the money either. So
yes,
I vote yes also. Okay, we're going to go on to item B: discuss and set dates for the Board of Equalization to meet in June or July. 2016 to review and accept referees' recommendations or set our own value on property valuation protests. We're going to start hearing them on June. Sorry, have you got the dates that you want to start hearing these, Jeff?
I think in our initial conversations, we were looking at a calendar for a different company than what you may go with on that. And yes, they were going to be here like the back 3 days of that month. But if Mike's available, I believe there's enough information where we could actually, to get ahead of this and get everybody taken care of, we could probably start any time because we have the protests have come in. They're going through our inner office process. I need probably a couple days just to make sure that the data is right, because I still may, even though they have not spoken to me and they protested, if they come through, then at least I can write a quick note or recommendation for the board or whoever the referee is going to be, Mr. Wojcik for sure, and let them know that we reviewed it and this is what we think we would do to help maybe speed some of it up too. But they could start.
What would speed it up is if you went through the ones that it needed to be corrected and eliminated them, and then set your dates.
Well, I think you're correct. I think there's a premise that there's style. You've all had hundreds of calls, and I don't know if I've talked to those people or not. So you can imagine with over a week how many people have come through my office. And I want to stress the number, 52 corrections out of all of those. So I do not want the premise to get out there that everybody's data is wrong, because we've talked a lot more that their data was fine. There were 6,723 of these things that went out. So let's not, we can bring our taxpayer base up to a fever pitch saying it's all wrong. The fact of the matter is there's no empirical evidence whatsoever to support that I have. And I'm looking for it because if something happened wrong, then we have a different statute, a different over-under. I mean, there may be a different scenario where we can address this. And if we find it, we will. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I have not found it. So I just want to be careful that we're not just saying the system. I'll go on record again. This CAMA system right now and the condition it's in is the best it has been since I started in this office in 2011. I have never had more people sit in my office worried about land values where I can show them how they're paying the exact same every neighbor is. Before this, I couldn't do that because one was a front foot, one was a square foot. It was inequitable, it wasn't fair, and people weren't paying their fair share. And if there's one thing this assessor's office is committed to, is we're going to equalize and everybody's going to pay their fair share. No exceptions. And we just got to be careful we're not misrepresenting where all the work that was done to where we are today. Okay? So I just wanted to get that on the record as well, because we're getting people coming in and they've got these wild notions, and after I'm done talking to them, they're like,
well, okay, Jeff, let's get back to set those dates. When do you think you can get started?
I'm already started. So whenever.
But you want to make appointments for these people to come in and protest our taxes. That's what I meant. Are we going to start on the 22nd?
We thought July 5 would be.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For what we thought.
Right.
These are the dates we're setting that the.
For a protest.
For a protest.
It'll come to us with the assessor recommendation and the referee recommendation.
Right.
For us to review them.
Oh.
So then we all come in as a group and we go through them all with the referee.
So we.
And we'll want Jeff there and the referee there to go through those with us.
Absolutely.
Unless you want to start earlier. You think there'll be some that last week of June, the 27th, 28th? You think
I'm sure. We should just start scheduling. If we wait that and give us 1 week yet to finish, because we'll schedule people all the way through on our, we've got calendars up front at the window, so we get to talk to them.
I would like to start in June.
That's an excellent idea. I'd like to get that first list of clerical errors through to you guys so we can get
we'll
those people the values.
Anybody have a problem with that?
27, what day is this?
June 27th.
On Monday.
I'm going to be gone, but get to start sometime.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
Monday 27th, what time?
Start at 9 o'clock.
Do you think they'll have enough for all day by then? They'll only...
For the Board of Equalization or for the referee?
This is Board of Equalization to review what the referee and appraiser.
Yeah, I can't speak for the referees, but I'll have a list.
I'm going to be in Des Moines that whole weekend, so I will not be on that Monday the 27th either.
So you want to go the 28th?
28th would be fine.
28th.
Okay.
28th at 9 o'clock we're going to start.
Yeah. And if we could, then if we could start with the assessor's recommendations for the clerical errors.
Sure.
If we could start with that list and get through that. Because as soon as
that'll be up to you, Jeff.
Oh, okay. All right.
What you start with.
All right, perfect.
I don't think we have to have that in a motion that the commissioners want that.
Okay. Do you want or to where set you? Any more dates?
Okay.
And what other dates do you want? We're going to start the 28th. You want to work?
Can we just give collect another week's worth of data and then just do a follow-up meeting after?
Let's go the 28th and then move into July and start on the 5th.
Tuesday the 5th.
And I would say then on the 5th, we're probably going to have a lot better idea of the volume. And can we set more dates later? You know, so I say let's get two in the books now for sure, and then we'll have a lot better feel.
It ain't going to work. The 5th will not work for me. I'll be in Minneapolis.
That's correct.
I'm just my busy time of year.
6th. Will you be there the 6th?
I'll be still gone the 6th.
Just as long as we have a quorum. Bill, you be here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go with the 5th, even though that some of the commissioners might not be here. We'll start at 9 o'clock also.
We got a regular board meeting that day.
Yeah, okay. We should be done by 3 o'clock, I would think.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be the dates we set. I need a motion to approve those.
So moved.
Got a motion by Bill Rohde?
Who made the motion?
Second.
Bill, the 28th and the 5th.
Bill.
Okay. And
we got a second by Dick McNear. Okay. Would you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Rick, I've got to go.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, you better get Bill's got a funeral to go to. He needs to.
See you, Billy. Have a good day.
Yeah, take care. Thanks for coming.
Okay, we're going to move on to item C, Board to approve Resolution 16E-001 to approve the Board of Equalization reserving the right to petition the Tax of Equalization and Review Commission if a class or subclass of real property within the county is not equalized or at market value.
So moved on Resolution 16E-001.
We got a motion by Scott Love. Second by Dick McNair.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill is absent. Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure that we have some people that probably on public comment. And we're on. And if the state is here, do they want to have any input or anything they want to say? Okay. Is there anyone here from the public that would like to make comments at this time? Is your chance. Okay. Being that no one's coming forth, the meeting's adjourned.